Hello.
Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is she. I'm Holly Bracken.
All right. I
talked to a lady named Nikki like a week or so ago, and I told her that on the claimant portal is showing where I cannot log in because of a previous claim of a separation issue. And so I have a new claim that I filed a couple weeks ago, and she said she would go in there and that she would correct that where I could go in there and log in and make my claim. So I tried to yesterday on the 11th, like she told me to start filing on the 11th, and it's still showing where it says separation issue, and it won't allow me to make a claim online. So I'm calling about that.
Okay, so when was the last time you completed a weekly certification?
I haven't even completed one. Like, I filed a new claim online, and then I've got a letter that was stating they needed to be like a check stub and they needed to mail off in 7 days. I received it around, I don't know, the end of November, and I mailed it off a week or so ago. And she gave me a PIN number, and I can't, it says, an issue has disqualified you. This is from back on 7/31/22. So I, during that process, I had found a job. So none of this was even processed. So when I'm trying to make a new claim for the last few weeks, where I was let go from a job, it's not letting me go on there because of something that was previously disqualified. Under the Welcome to Your Claimant portal, where you log in online to file a claim. So, like, I haven't even filed a weekly claim yet or whatever.
Okay, so you filed the claim and you received the letter requesting documentation?
Yes, I've mailed it all. And she told me, the lady named Nikki told me about, you know, accessing Alabama Works. I have that information. And she told me that I would need to start filing my claim on the 11th. And that was yesterday. And that I would be able to. But the portal thing, as I told her before, that it wasn't allowing me to log in. So,
okay.
It was never addressed, or never got addressed where I could go in there and log in and file a claim online, a weekly claim.
Okay, if you did it, when did you do it? You said on last week.
I went in there yesterday on the 11th, like she told me to start filing on the 11th. And it's still showing what is my claim status. And it says, an issue has disqualified you. This is not about this claim. This is about a claim prior to this. And it's not allowing me to make a new claim. And this is the current claim that I'm calling and inform you about, that it's still not allowing me to do it because of a previous claim.
All right, well, this is the claims line only, so the only thing I would be able to do is file a claim.
Okay.
It sounds like you need to contact our inquiry department.
Okay.
Since you have a claim and you've been speaking with someone, and you can actually call today at 5 to schedule a call
okay.
back.
Okay, do you have, I have an old yellow book, a handbook from the last time, but I haven't received a new one for this time.
Okay.
But is that the same number,
yes,
the inquiry line?
It's an 800 number, 361.
361-4524. Okay.
800-361-4524.
Okay. And
yes,
ma'am. So do I need to call over the phone and file a claim? Because I couldn't do that either yesterday. Are you able to do that on Sundays, or is that Monday through Friday on the phone?
It's I think it's Monday through Friday.
Okay. Do you have that number in case that's what I have to do instead of going online?
Yes, ma'am. That number is 866-234-5382.
Okay. So the number that I contacted you was this number that you just gave me and got on this phone call. So
that's the
claim
line.
Okay, so can I file a claim with you today for this past week?
If you haven't, if you already have a existing claim, then no, you can't. But what's your
social?
What's your social?
422-336-966. I mean, this is a this is something new. This isn't in effect. I mean, it hasn't even been approved.
All right, so I need to verify your social. That's what, ma'am. Again, this is just a claims line, so the only thing I can do is see what is in the system to file your claim. I have 422-336-966. And verify
Holly
your name.
Michelle Bracken.
Holly Michelle Bracken.
Your mother's maiden name.
Yes.
And your driver's license number.
717-3360, Alabama.
All right. It shows that the last claim or the last time you filed the claim was back on November 27th.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's when I made a new claim. But here, again, she told me to file my weekly status on the 11th. And I tried to online, and it's not allowing me to from the last claim that was made.
It's not, and then I'm sorry, Miss Bracken. It wasn't going to allow you to do a weekly certification on the 11th. Your first weekly certification should have been done the first week, actually on December 4th.
Okay, so that's when I called her, and it hasn't been done at all yet because online it's not allowing me to do that. So she said.
She said she would go
in there, not a problem, and do something where I could go online. And she said, go ahead and start filing on 11th. Well, I went in there online to do it, and it's still showing that the claim status from the previous time, not from this November, from the previous time where they had disqualified it because of separation issues, because the employer never sent the information in. And it was a training session, and it went on for like 3 days, and they let me go from the job, and they were very rude to me, and I would never consider working there ever. It was just a desperate situation. And they didn't even get, like, a print me out a paycheck stub. They handwrote me a check with no stub, no nothing. And so, anyways, I found a job during the middle of this determination, so it didn't really matter to me anyways. But now I need unemployment, and I can't do it or get anything processed because of the last employer didn't follow up with y'all. And it's showing I can't even log in here to make a new, file a new weekly claim. You see what I'm saying? So I haven't even gotten paid for anything. I don't even know if the determination is in my favor or not for November. So when should I have started to make claims? You said on the 4th.
If you called on the 27th of November or that week of the 27th of November, your first weekly weekly certification should have been called in the week of December the 4th.
Okay, so my last day of work was on the 22nd. I was let go on the 22nd. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Bracken, do you want to reopen the claim?
What do you mean by is it not open now? Or okay, yes.
No, it's not. Because you did not, you failed.
You failed to complete
a weekly certification, so that's why you're not.
I have proof. I've called and I've gotten letters,
Ms. Bracken.
And I've online. I got copies and screenshots, and I printed this portal out where it's not allowing me to make a weekly claim. And I've talked to this lady named Nikki. She told me to start filing on the 11th. So no one has failed here.
Okay. Ms. Bracken, you did not call in a weekly certification on the week of December the 4th. There was no weekly certification called in. So that's why you received the letters that you received.
What letters?
Are you wanting to
read? I need to do whatever I need to do.
Letting you know. Okay, Ms. Bracken, Ms. Bracken,
that.
I'm here to help you.
So,
okay. So I'm trying to explain to you our process.
Okay. Well, whoever I spoke with over a week ago didn't know what they were talking about because she never mentioned December 4th to me. She said the 11th. I have everything written down. And I want to say I talked to her on November the 29th. And her name was Nikki. She gave me a temporary TIN number.
Okay, you filed the claim on November 29th.
And she told me to start filing my next certification on the 11th. I went in there to try to do it online yesterday, and it did the same thing when I had to call her the previous time. So that's why I'm calling today.
Okay, and my system just kicked it out. What's your social again?
4-2-2-3-3-6-9-6-6. I mean, I'm doing whatever I can to get any kind of benefits that I can imaginably get. So whatever it takes, I'm here on the phone trying to process this in a manner where I get effective results.
All right, Ms. Bracken, we're going to reopen your claim. Could you go ahead and verify your date of birth, please?
07-1985. Yes.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen? And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
English.
All right. And what is your preferred language?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you
completed
in school?
I completed 12th grade and I had 3 years of college.
All right, Ms. Bracken, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit.
Card.
Which do you prefer?
All
right, and did you need
it.
Me to
Thank
read
you.
The disclosure on the card?
I've already read it. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Bracken, verify your
mailing
address, please. 754
Widen, WHIDDEN, Drive, CRIVE, Satsuma, SATSUMA, 36572.
And is your residence address different from your above mailing address? And has your address changed since the last time you filed? And we have the phone number 251-725-2796. All right. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
TRA certification, is that correlate with the AlabamaWorks.gov? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I don't have. I don't know what you're saying with that. No, TRA is a. It's a trade readjustment allowance.
Yeah,
if you're not familiar with it, then you've never received it.
No.
All right. Have you worked since the last time you filed? All right. So, what was the reason for the break in your claim?
Like, what are you saying? Reason for what?
The claim. Okay. Okay, the
what
question
day did
was,
you have
you worked
file?
Since the last
I have
time
not
you
had
filed?
Any
you
work.
Said no. And then... Okay, Ms. Bracken, please, I'm only here to help you. I understand that
Sonia?
You're upset and
okay.
frustrated. My name is Sonia.
Okay,
yes,
so
ma'am.
Breaking my claim, I've just
so
told you,
after you
what has went on here. It is on your end that none of this has went through because I've called, I've told the lady I couldn't file online. I called the. She told me to start on the limit. The December 4th was never mentioned to me. So I don't know how there could be a break in the claim. I don't. I can't explain that.
Because of one, that weekly certification was not called
well,
in
no
on
one
time.
Had even responded
so that caused the break in your claim
prior to that date.
By you.
So how could
okay,
there be a
like
break
you said,
in the claim?
Okay, we're not.
Well, I'm telling you that
we're
I couldn't
not
even
contact
file
you
online
on, when you called on
because
the 20th.
On your end, when I log in, it says disqualified because of separation issues due to a prior claim that doesn't even involve this claim. Well, I mean, is there an email
okay, well, again,
address
I can't
I can
see that information. That
so
that
see
part,
exactly
you
what
would
I'm
have
saying?
To.
Like, it is not allowing me to make the step.
No, ma'am, you would have to contact the inquiry department.
Well,
the only thing I could do is
just like
file
you,
your claim.
Like, they're just making this as totally as impossible as possible, right? Well...
No. So the reason for the break in your claim is Bracken.
What is the reason? What is your reason for it?
Hello?
What is the reason? What is your reason for it?
All right, Ms. Bracken,
you're not
I'm
on
gonna
the
disconnect
same level.
This call.
You're just rude.
And
you are
thank
rude.
You so much for